following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Hey, Golick, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic. He is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Loper Link times two today. We're going to be talking with Loper football coach Daryl Morris here in just a minute. We'll also talk about a little regional tennis with Jake Salisbury. Also, Noah Keller joins us in the second half of the program. Will he hear his name called Saturday in the NFL draft, or what is he hearing about possibly going the free agent route? And I guess as we talk to the Huskers, Jared Crick tomorrow, Marcel Jones coming up on Friday when we're up at Jersey's, and we've already talked to Mike Caputo. Marcel's a smart guy. Noah's the smartest probably of the whole bunch here. If the football thing doesn't work out, he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, none of these guys got the four on the Wonderlic, all right? Let's get that out of the way right there. No Claiborne's here, all right? I think it's interesting. We'll ask Noah Keller about the Wonderlic because Noah, I believe, got in somewhere the mid-30 range, I think, on the Wonderlic and didn't finish the test. Because he said the reading's pretty intense, and you're trying to be thorough because you miss little things here. So it'll be interesting to ask him about that test. But you're right. These kids have other options. Noah's going to be a specialized in some surgery of some kind, be an orthopedic surgeon or something if it doesn't work out for him.
Good
kid. Or something. So he's taking classes I've never heard of, you know. Doug and I wouldn't know.
Whoa, don't be lumping us together when it comes to intelligence. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You're smarter at some things. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't lump us together in intelligence.
Okay. Fair enough. Sorry, Doug. I didn't mean to insult you.
I'm duly insulted. Also, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Friday night's Nebraska Danger game. Then they're gone for the next three games. That's what happens when you start the season with three straight home games. You're going to have long stretches where you're not home very much. So this Friday night, Everett Washington comes in. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to Friday night's game coming up here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth where they're staying busy. And before the weather cools down this weekend, be a good time to get out to the lot. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they take care of all of their customers. ThinkMidway.com is also going to take you through their entire inventory. You can put together a vehicle like you want. Type in the make, the model, the year. You'll see if it's on the lot. You'll see what color it's in. You'll see what year, the mileage, everything you could possibly want. Saves you all that time before you even go onto the lot. See the hassle-free price. Don't have to worry about it. Buying a new car or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, not like it used to be in the old days. It's much simpler, or as they call it, hassle-free at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. And hopefully you can stop by. NHL hockey, we'll talk about that a little bit. Husker baseball, boy, Creighton, pack it in.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I think if when things didn't go well last night through the five innings, then it's just like, uh-oh, over. I mean, you know, and if they're not going to win, I said the Super Bowl for them was last night. The season's over.
Well,
I don't think they can get hot and make a run. This is a team that, you know, the teams that got run and made, you know, get hot and make a run show a little grit and determination. They don't lay down.
And as Service says, hey, we're throwing our midweek starter. Well, when you're getting shut down by a midweek starter in a rivalry game, that's not good. We'll touch on that a little bit as well. But right now, time for our Loper Link, as we do every Wednesday, brought to you by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance for on-the-farm tire service, foam-fill industrial tires for no more flats or downtime. If you do happen to have that, they'll take care of you as well at Garrett Tires and Treads, and by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans.
Doug, I was just going to say the opposite of hassle-free would be junior college quarterbacks. Daryl Morris.
Absolutely. We're going to talk spring football with Coach Morris, also a football fundraising banquet coming up next week. But before we get into all that fun stuff, spring's been over a little bit for you. In fact, you guys finished up before the supposed spring game in Lincoln. How did things go?
Well, you know, things went pretty well, depending on which side of the football you're talking about. We're going to be a better defensive football team early next year than we are going to be an offensive football team. Having lost 11 starters off of offense last year, a four-year starting quarterback is going to be a big guy to replace. So I think we're going to have to lean on our defense a little bit. I think we're going to be a pretty good defensive football team. You know, we've got some work to do. I'm glad we're not playing anybody this week.
We've talked about it on the show. It's black and white here. This is a lot different place than you were in at this time 1 year ago.
Well, the MIAA, or the Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletic Association, is the SEC of Division II football, and that's not even debatable. It is the best Division II football league in the country. From top to bottom. So it's basically playing the University of Nebraska at Omaha when they had football. It's playing those guys 11 weeks in a row. Football being an attrition sport where game 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 become a whole different cat because of injuries and that kind of thing. So right now our football program is probably not positioned real well to make a big-time run down the second half of that type of a schedule next year. And that's where we've got to try to get better as we go through the next couple years of recruiting.
Coach, the scholarships continue and improve, and in a week from yesterday, the banquet will be held in which people can come out and support your team and raise more scholarships.
Exactly, and that's a big fundraiser for us. It's going to be a silent live auction dinner starting at 5 o'clock at the Eunice Event Center. All kinds of stuff for people to come out and take a look at. I'm sure there's stuff that Daddy's wife needs really bad, and that Doug's harem also needs really bad. And there's just all, we've got a riding lawnmower, we've got grills, we've got clothes, we've got jewelry, we've got sports. Hey, how about a signed autograph? A couple of jerseys, maybe Peyton Manning, maybe Eli Manning, maybe some other guys like that. So come out and check it out. 5 o'clock silent auction, social, 6 o'clock dinner.
Doug, also, the lawnmower for your wife. And no Tony Romo jersey. I mean,
no. By the way, Tony Romo on SportsCenter, by the way, just had to shake my head. They're talking about winning a Super Bowl again, by the way, Doug. I didn't mean to jump from spring football right into this, but everybody's sitting here going into the MIAA. The scholarship deal continues to come up in conversation. Yep. You guys have improved greatly the scholarship numbers. Out of the team, how many teams in the MIAA?
Well, right now there's 15.
Okay.
But there's another one going to drop out after next year. But there's a 15-team league right now.
How many have 36 scholarships?
The average is 32, I say. But of those 32, a lot of them have out-of-state equivalencies in those 32. So you're talking several hundred thousand dollars.
And the UNK number?
It's about 24 right now.
And it used to be 17. 17.
Yeah. So the fundraiser that we're talking about next Tuesday at the Eunice Center is – the 8 scholarship difference that we've had since last year to this year. So, you know, hopefully we can redo that. We can recap that and continue to grow that amount of money and supply ourselves.
And Daddy, the one thing, and I guess Daryl, you can finish up the thought here. It took a lot of donors to get from 17 to 24, but it also keeps those same donors keeping it at 24 and more donors to take it up to 31 and 32. Yeah, that's a nice jump from 17 to 24 in the last 4 or 5 years. But not only do you have to keep the same money going, you've got to find more. And there are some great donors, but you've got to keep more people in the mix.
Well, you know, the University of Nebraska Foundation and our Kearney office has started a Loper Fund, which is an opportunity for people to donate money to specific sports of their choosing. So you could donate money to men's basketball. You can donate money through the foundation office to men's football. And, you know, that is a program that is some letters are going to be going out here to about 6,000 different people here in the next week or two, and hopefully that'll start to generate some money. And what we've done with the Loper Gridiron Club and the Loper Football Backers Clubs combining with the auction and what the Loper Fund might begin to produce here in the next year or two, we hope to be up to around 30 scholarships next year, and then we hope to go even further and get more and more competitive. And the competition is going to be the second 22 that go on the field. That's where we're not quite up to MIAA standards. We've got to get a little bit better quality backup that when you get into game 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and you get injuries, the kid that's replacing the starter is not going to get you beat. Right now we're putting walk-ons on the field. They're putting scholarship guys on the field. That's the difference.
People want to know, Daryl, the quarterback situation. We joke going in about the hassle-free and not with JUCO quarter. You had a junior college quarterback you thought was going to be the man. He wasn't the man for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. He's not here right now. You've had to look elsewhere.
We looked elsewhere. We found a young man by the name of Scott Wiesman. Scott was a Loveland High School football player in Loveland, Colorado. Went to Worcester Prep in Worcester, Massachusetts this last year and played there. He's about 6'2", 210 pounds, throws the ball pretty well, smart. Both mom and dad are doctors in that area. So,
thanks again, mom and dad.
Yep, and comes from a very athletic family, has two sisters that one of them, the youngest one, I think, is being courted by IGM or IMG sports agency and wanting her to live in Florida full-time and practice tennis. So comes from an athletic family, comes from a very interested family in terms of their athletics, and we feel like he can come in, learn an offense again very quickly, and help us out.
Jake Salisbury's coming in next. He'd like that number.
For about $2,000.
hey, you coach Daryl Morris this year. So you're bringing a kid in. You got a couple kids on the roster. Now they have to work out by themselves, however you want to phrase it, until you get to fall camp. Where do you go with these guys? What do you tell them?
The rule is they can come in. For example, they can come into Coach Siegel's office, who's our new offensive coordinator, and say, Coach, can I sit down with you for a couple hours on Tuesday? Absolutely, you can do that. And they're going to have to do that. They're all in competition with each other, and it's really going to come down to which kid puts the most effort in with his own volunteer time during the summertime and request meetings with the offensive coordinator to get the offense down mentally so that when we get into fall camp, we're not teaching so much and we're just trying to rep things and get proficient at them. So it really is going to come down to a situation where Eric Kaiser, who came out of spring ball as the number one on the depth chart, was a redshirt freshman last year, Kyle Kaiser's brother, looked pretty good once he started getting more reps after we started back off on some of the other reps for the other guys. So it's going to be between Eric, it's going to be between Sam, it's going to be between anybody else that we have at that position and how much time they want to spend on their own studying the playbook, watching film, and preparing themselves mentally for fall camp.
Daryl, it doesn't matter if no one's going to protect these guys. I know Pete Trausch is still around, but you've lost some. Stephen Gooden is getting courted by NFL teams right now. Hopefully, probably going to be a free agent deal.
Right, he'll be a free agent guy, but he's getting courted quite a bit.
He's gone. Matty's is a household name.
We got Cole Manhart at the left tackle. Cole's going to be a really good football player. So I think we can replace Stephen at that left tackle spot. Matt Anderson at left guard. We haven't got a guy. We've got Cody Wheeler, who's a backup for us that's been starting at that position during the spring. We still have Parker Jolly at center.
Okay.
At right tackle, obviously, we got our Minden guy. Peter Trausch is looking good there, and he's a big kid. So both my tackles are MIAA-looking type guys. I mean, they pass the look test, and they're young, but they're getting better. And we got to find us a steady right guard to come out of camp in the fall and find out who's going to get that job. But there's a lot of unanswered questions offensively, and the quarterback one's obviously going to be the big one.
Well, and you can't overlook running back. I'd have to say this is the first time in years that UNK doesn't have a solid number one coming in. And
right.
It would be nice to have a rookie quarterback, have somebody to turn it around and hand it to you. You had five, six guys that touched the ball last year. Shad's back. Tell me about what you got.
Well, you know, we got Stephen Rush, who's just steady Eddie type kid, but he's not very big. He's probably not big enough and durable enough to be the full-time featured back. Ricky Trinidad showed flashes of brilliance last year. I mean, in his first ball game as a starter, had he not had a 70-yard touchdown called back, he'd have rushed for over 200 yards. He broke one against New Mexico Highlands, which had the most athletic team we've played in a long time, and outrun most of those guys. So, but also had a little bit of a rough winter, had a back problem, didn't get in the weight room a lot, so he's a little bit behind physically. So we're just going to have to wait and see how that works out. We got a young man coming out of high school next year that's a bigger back. We're going to have to wait and see how he's going to look. But, you know, we still might be in the market for a couple more guys. In May is a big recruiting period for a lot of people because there's a lot of guys in junior college that are presently in school trying to get eligible to be a Division I player. Academically, and if they don't make it academically, they automatically become a Division II guy, and then they hit the market. So we're probably still looking for another offensive lineman or two. We might be looking for a running back. We might be looking for another quarterback to throw into that mix. We picked up a wide receiver by the name of Chris Rivas, who we feel like on film showed enough skill and talent where we could potentially take Tommy Flanagan and put him in the backfield. So, but you are correct, Doug. You need, with a young quarterback, you're going to have a thoroughbred behind him that can take some pressure off of him, and then you got to have a vertical threat guy outside that can alleviate some more pressure. So right now, the three-headed dragon we've had in the past was Spitzelberger, Dring, and Flanagan, or Kaiser at that time. We don't have that right now. We're looking for it.
Daryl, going the MIAA once again, if you get in a year from now, I know you don't want to put a timetable on, competitively speaking, it'd be an uphill climb. You're probably going to have to get some turnovers for you guys to hold the trophy at the end of this year.
Right.
I'll be honest.
That's
a
stretch, yeah.
Okay.
This will be the first year. I told the football team this. This will be the first year in 12 years since I've been the head football coach that UNK will not be in the conversation when people start talking about championship, conference championship. They're not going to come up with UNK in the MIAA. It's going to be Northwest Missouri. It's going to be Washburn. It's going to be Pittsburgh State, the defending national champions. So we're not going to be in the conversation. So for a couple of years, we're going to have to establish ourselves and earn respect. And while we're doing that, we're going to have to also develop some talent and some depth in our football program.
Have you developed relationships with the other coaches? I mean, do you?
I've been at one meeting with them. Scott Bostwick, who passed away and was the new head coach at Northwest Missouri, I knew Scott pretty well. I've known Coach Swoboda before because he's at Central Missouri. He used to be at Nebraska Wesleyan a long time ago before he went out to UCLA and became the offensive coordinator. Bart Tatum was a nice guy at Missouri Southern, but he got let go. So, you know, I know some of them. They know me by my name, and I know them by their name, but we don't know each other as well as we knew the guys in the RMAC, obviously. So we'll develop those relationships as we go.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us here on the Loper Link. One more time, the specifics on the banquet next week.
The Loper Football Backers Banquet Fundraiser. Again, live auction. It will be at 6 o'clock, but the silent auction and the social start at 5 at the Unis Center here in Kearney. Dinner, a lot of fun, a lot of items on the auctions for everybody and every kind of person that might have some interest. Mother's Day is coming. Birthdays are coming. Trips to the lake. We've got trips to Orlando. We've got all kinds of cool stuff. So come out and check it out. We appreciate it.
Tuesday,
May 1st.
Daddy, front row.
Hey, not daddy, but daddy's dad in the front row. That's big.
Daryl, anything else you can let the folks know?
Hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody's support. We appreciate all the people in Kearney that have donated items to the auction and elsewhere. And, we just now need people to come out and buy some stuff.
I want to do one more thing before we get out of here, because I know this is a question that the fans are sitting out there going, okay, we're the conference champs. We've been very competitive in the RMAC. We've been in the playoffs. We've got good kids coming in. Where are the offensive guys? And the answer, partially, is down the road east with an N on their helmet, or hoping to get that in. We talked about that when recruiting and letter of intent signing day was coming up. Now that it's all said and done, how many kids directly do you think you lost to their walk-on program?
I would say between 10 and 12 that we recruited pretty hard and offered good-sized scholarships for us anyway. Ended up walking on at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, and so be it. You know, so we got to turn over more rocks and go different places and that kind of thing. But, you know, we're gonna continue to work hard. We're going to be a good football team. But here's the ultimate deal. Last year in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, two teams went to the playoffs. That was Pueblo and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. For the first time in the history of the RMAC, they had two teams in the playoffs. The MIAA had five. That's the difference.
It will continue to be that way. And, Daddy, I know that I think your new favorite loper spot is open again. Is that correct? Do you need a new favorite loper for this fall? I mean, is there going to be a competition?
I don't know. I don't have a man crush on anybody for the first time in a while.
Dring is graduated. I mean, I'm thinking maybe you're going Axtell way. I don't know.
Sweeper get a haircut. I'd be more inclined to go that way. But I love Pete. I love Pete Trausch up on the offensive line. Wow, that's a great. Well, I will search for a new loper.
Get on the website.
The kicker. We're good at kicker.
Well, we've got the best kicker in the state of Nebraska coming, so hopefully that'll help us. And you know, we picked up another young man as well out of North Dakota State. So somebody's got to kick the ball.
He may be busy. It could be a busy year, and Daryl.
Damn you, Riker Fife! Damn you!
next Tuesday, best of luck. We'll see you soon.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake Salisbury's going to slide in and talk about the Loper tennis team heading to regionals right after this.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL, which means you've got to get out and get to a game. And if you thought StubHub was clutch for scoring seats during the regular season, get ready to love them even more now. When tickets are even more in demand, just like the regular season, you'll find tons of seats on StubHub. And if the game you choose doesn't get played, StubHub will get your money right back. So no worries about a short series short-circuiting your plans. Just head to StubHub, choose your seats, and you're good to go.
StubHub!
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit usps.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
In last year's Kentucky Derby, Animal Kingdom made history with his upset victory.
Here's Nero on the outside, and Animal Kingdom is pouncing late for the John Velasquez. It's now Animal Kingdom on the outside, who goes to lead for John Velasquez, and he's going clear by two lengths and running to the line. Animal Kingdom wins the Derby!
Don't miss your chance to hear history. The 138th Kentucky Derby, Saturday, May 5th.
Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop through the day today with a high in the upper 80s. Winds out of the north develop at about 5 to 15. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm late with a low at 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling along here. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, fans, don't forget, if you want to check out what's going on in the world of sports, a little afternoon baseball, rehash the hockey playoffs, get ready for the golf tournament, which comes on board on the Golf Channel this afternoon. They're down in New Orleans, Tone. Well, golf in New Orleans. That could be warm.
You know, it could be warm, and I'm telling you right now, the food's not that great. Everybody's like, you got to go try that gumbo.
See, we'll argue about this later. But you know what? The food is great. Cunningham's.
Duh.
Vastly improved menu, and by that I mean more great items. Pizzas, burgers, salads, the journal bites, numerous sides. In fact, you know what? You get a sandwich there, you want fries or onion rings? No! They got like 10 sides. You can get a salad, you can get soup, you can get a baked potato, you can get, what do we get through, the fried pickles. There's so many great things there, and you can have it anytime for lunch, afternoon, when you're coming in for happy hour from 3 to 6 with the big-ass beers for only $2.75, coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's lunch, whether it's an evening get-together, whether it's happy hour, whether it's tonight you're out in the courtyard enjoying some music, or you're there this weekend for the live entertainment, Cunningham Journal Loft in the courtyard, the place to be, 23rd Street on the bricks in downtown Kearney. As we continue on with our Loper Link today, we've got so much going on. We wanted to get Daryl in to talk about football, and we want Jake Salisbury in to talk about tennis, because they get to stay at home. And by the way, thank God, because Daddy, let me just say, Western New Mexico has to travel here to play one duel on Monday. Huh? The men will take on Metro State. Jake, congratulations. We got some accolades to talk about. The kids are smart on and off the court. They're doing some good things on the court. I guess the only semi-downer is that both came home as runner-ups this weekend at conference.
Right.
So the season is almost past us, but your recap of where you're at.
Yeah, we just finished up the RMAC tournament. The women were heavily favored going into that tournament. Getting into the championship match, we played Western Mexico women. A week before, we beat them 7-2 in the duel. A completely different team. 1 week later at the tournament finals, they upset the number 2 seed, Colorado Mesa. And then things were looking pretty good. We were 4-2 up in that duel into a third set on our final two matches before it went 4-3. Our number 1 girl went down to lose 5-4 in that match. And so then on the men's side, losing in the championship match to Western Mexico as well. Things were looking good with that match. At one point in that match, we were in our first three doubles matches. We were serving for the match 7-6, up 6-5, up 6-5 at 2 and 3 doubles. Looking like we were going to go up 3-0 after doubles, but at that same instant, 10 minutes later, we lost all three of them, 9-7, 8-6, on 2 and 3.
That's coaching.
So that's coaching.
Can't be in four courts at one time. Is it a good thing that you're getting Western again?
I think so. You know, I think that's what we ran into. It's in a one-week time span. It's tough to beat a team 2 weeks in a row, two times in a row, and I think that's what we're going to see with them. You know, and getting out of the high altitude is a big difference. You know, even there at Silver City, you know, they play in that high altitude and use a different kind of ball. It's a harder tennis ball, and it sails, you know. And so our kids have to make the adjustments always for the conference tournament. I think we see our best tennis coming in the regional play just because of the altitude factor. We're at home, and so we're looking forward to that match for sure.
Okay, now this is regionals. The conference deal's over. This is regionals. It's just one duel.
Correct, yeah.
So we're down to 16 teams in the country playing?
No, this is to get down to the 16.
Okay.
Yep. And so two qualify from the region. So that's why the number one hosts and number two hosts in the regional play. And the winners on that go on to the national round of 16s.
Which is in Louisville, Kentucky. But unfortunately, Daddy, it's not until May 16th, so it's after the Derby.
Well, you'd be there for the Preakness. That's perfect.
That's right.
Simulcast, plenty of going on in Churchill Downs. No big deal there.
Jake Salisbury, UNK tennis coach, with us here as the regionals are home at Harmon Park on Monday. The women will play at 12. The men will play at 3. What about the men in Metro State and their chances?
Well, first with that schedule, it's still tentative. We're still working on it with the Western New Mexico coach since they are hosting St. Cloud State on the men's side. So we got to make sure we don't conflict with them, because obviously their coach coaches both the men and the women. So that's the plan right now. The forecast has changed a little bit. Chance of rain on Monday, so it may be pushed back to Tuesday on that match. But with Metro State, we played them earlier this year in the regular season and beat them 6-3 on the men. We played one of our best matches all year, though, that match. And so that was the first match of a big weekend for RMAC play. We had big wins where our number one singles player, Joshua Raymond, took out Lucio Congiano, who was the ITA fall champion and top 30 in the country. So he had a big win against him in straight sets. Also, our number one doubles took out their one doubles, who we had a tight match in the fall ITAs with them as well. So we played, I thought, good tennis against them, but there were a couple areas where we struggled in that match. At three doubles, it looked like we were stronger than them, and we kind of broke down late in the match and lost at three doubles, and we didn't play our best match at four singles. So, you know, there's kind of, you know, who's going to show up, who's going to play their best tennis.
Jake, we talk about the tennis ratings off the air all the time. When you say top 30 in the country, is that Division II rankings?
Division II.
Okay,
rankings,
top 30 in the Division II rank. Okay.
Explain to the fans, okay, where we're at from here. Are you going to change your lineup at all? Do you do some tweaking? And then we talked about going to Louisville, Kentucky. So that's May 16th through 19th. And we don't know who you'll play, right? I mean, if you advance on, we do or we don't.
We don't at this time. They have selections after the regional pairings are decided, I guess. And so we don't know how that works. You know, they decide afterwards, and it's a rotation basis. The number one out of this region plays the number two out of this region, and they do that selection later on after the championships have finished up. We are going to do a little bit of tweaking on the men's team. We're going to change our three doubles lineup a little bit. Our freshman, who was our MAC freshman of the year, Jack Nicholson from England, he's going to be playing in doubles as well. He was only playing four singles for us. We pulled his red shirt about mid-spring this year, and he's done fantastic for us. He's gone 15-3 now in singles play, playing two through four singles on our team. So making a big jump on our lineup, and now he's going to get in doubles action at three doubles with partner Revel Yeheskia from Indonesia. And so but on the women, the same lineup, same strategies. I think we're going to play them a little bit different on the on number one singles. We left too many balls short, and that girl just got too aggressive on us, who was the RMAC Player of the Year as well. And so it's going to be a great matchup. You've got the RMAC Player of the Year, our girl, Vanessa Gunawan, versus the RMAC Freshman of the Year from Western New Mexico. So it's going to be a good tennis match there.
She's from Kiev, Ukraine, the freshman.
So in the last two sentences, we've had Indonesia, England, Ukraine.
Well, here, let me just give it to you, Daddy. The RMAC has put out a lot of the awards here in the last week. Here are where for your women, Vanessa, of course we know, Jakarta, Indonesia. Listed as a sophomore, she's still 17, 18?
She's still 17. Next week she'll be 18, yeah.
The freshman is Ghana Tarina from Kiev, Ukraine. And then on the men's side, the player of the year is Almeida from Western New Mexico. He's from Arapongas, Brazil. And then you've got Jack Nicholson, who is from Basingstoke. Is that what you think? Basingstoke, England, Queen Mary's. Once again, Lovey probably knows where that's at. And Jake's picture is here as coach of the year for the women, and they gave it to that Western guy for the men, which I suppose, you know, there it is. By the way, Candace Green, she has been playing pretty well for you. She was the RMAC Player of the Week last week.
Right, yeah, she's just been our steady go-to girl that we can count on for a win. You know, I think she's 20-2 on the year right now, and a Kearney High School girl, you know, who's done very well. Her game has elevated ever since she's joined this team, and so she's just a go-getter. She doesn't do anything flashy, but she does have a lot of dynamics to her game, and she can change it up. She can take the net, and she's also 5'8", 5'9", so a lot that height, you know, definitely helps her out in doubles as well.
Anything else the folks need to know? Monday, if the weather holds, and of course, lopers.com, and we will keep you up to date here on ESPN. Ready to go? Ready to get to Louisville?
Yeah, we are. You know, I think it'll be a lot of fun this upcoming week. Always the men's match against Metro State, a rivalry match for us, who we've had a lot of success over the last 3 years against, but it's going to be good tennis, so if you're interested, come on out and support the team.
Again, I know you're going to be 2 weeks behind at Louisville, but you must try a mint julep and report back to me.
Will do.
It's a terrible. It's
they're
one of the worst.
They're horrible.
They're horrible. But
maybe they're better at the track. Or
no, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
They were terrible there, too.
Jake, again, I say this, you know, even last year or the year before, UNK's going to a regional? Holy hell. Well, I mean, look, this team, they're going to Florida. They've upset who? Now we kind of take it almost, hey, you know, well, yeah, here we are, and we got a chance to go to the Sweet 16. So that, again, talks about the direction you and I call it coaching staff, but you have taken this this program. So best of luck on Monday, and hopefully we can chat again.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake Salisbury, UNK Tennis, and Daryl Morris before that talking football and next week's banquet. Our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Apply. Get ready for the summer months. Get that air conditioning, folks. GarrettTire.net. We're back after this. Noah Keller will join us as we continue our NFL draft preview.
It's the Herd. There are so many reasons to send flowers this time of the year. Anniversaries, congratulations, birthdays, and coming up soon, Mother's Day. Do what I do. Send a beautiful floral bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. They deliver the freshest, highest quality flowers, always backed by their 100% smile guarantee. I use them regularly. I think I'm up to about 2 to 3 times a month. Believe me, the payoff is sensational. And because you listen to my show, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer. This week only, order 12 beautiful, multicolored spring roses, and you get 6 additional stems plus a premium vase for only $29.99. That's 40% off the regular price. Have it delivered tomorrow or lock in this great offer for a Mother's Day delivery. Order now, 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop through the day today with a high in the upper 80s. Winds out of the north develop at about 5 to 15. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm late with a low at 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So much Loper news today, Daddy. We had the double coaches, and it's not over. UNK wrestling team have their annual awards and honors banquet. You know, that's just for a national championship team, that's all. It's this Saturday at Kearney's Holiday Inn. $20 for adults, $10 for youth. You can purchase your tickets at the door. So that is coming up. The event begins at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The men's basketball team picked up a transfer from Arizona State, a wingman, 6'4", 185. So he's got a 3 years to go in Pierre Newton. The All-RMAC softball team was announced yesterday. Allie Seeberger, second team. Kirstie Hyatt, third team. The Lopers open up the RMAC tournament tomorrow morning in Denver against Colorado Christian at 11 o'clock. The baseball team will be at New Mexico Highlands this weekend. And I hope that's everything in the last week for UNK. I mean, that was like the biggest stack of info I've had forever. Peter Yazvak, take the afternoon off, man.
That'd be a good idea. Hey, we're getting ready for the NFL draft, and why not have a local kid?
I'm a little worried here, too, Daddy. I'm finishing out my Jersey's Pick'em contest, and, you know, I got Crick here, and then, of course, you know, I've got, a few more Davids there.
It's first round, by the way.
Yeah, it is first round, and what do you think? Do the Patriots need linebackers?
I would think an inside linebacker.
Can I put Noah Keller at 32? I mean, that's kind of a long shot, but what the hell? Mine's not going to be right anyway.
There you go.
I just will put down Noah Keller at 32.
I think Noah Keller joins us in studio right now. Noah, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Are you nervous?
You know, trying not to be. I've worried about it enough as it is. I've done everything I can. Now it's just time to let the pieces fall where they may.
How many teams have you personally worked out for since your pro day?
Just personally worked out for was just New England Patriots. That happened just this last week.
And they contact your agent, they get you a ticket and say, we want him here at this time, and
yeah.
You show up. And what happens at a personal, when you go work out for the Patriots, what happens?
I went there, I met with them the night before, went out for dinner, just kind of sat down, got to know each other a little bit. Then the next morning was out on the field, did some stuff very similar to what I did at my pro day, some inside linebacker drills. They wanted to kind of see kind of how I moved in space, how I can, flip my hips and, footwork, things like that. And then after that, they would come and watch film with me and watch, one of my old games, and they'd have me explain what I was doing on certain plays and kind of the X's and O's and see kind of how I picked up, the concept of the game.
We are going to talk with Jared Crick and Marcel Jones the next couple of days. We talked to Caputo, and especially with Jones, he's a smart guy. We talked about this. They're all pretty smart guys, but it doesn't seem like that's what they're overly interested in the combine. There are the Wonderlic and things like mm-hmm. that. How much of it is it physical, and how much of it is that they know that you're a pretty intelligent guy? You can pick up a transcript and see what your grades are, but how much of that do they talk to you about?
Yeah, there's definitely part of that that does play a factor, but once again, I mean, if you can play football but you can't really read a book, I don't think they necessarily care about that too much.
Dear Morris Claiborne.
Yeah. That's what they care about first is, if you can make plays on the field, and they can if you can do that, they can overlook a lot of things. And so, but it does definitely help to be, that's kind of one thing that I think has made me the player I am, is being kind of smart and a heady player. I like to study opponents a lot, and I can learn multiple positions and things like that.
Noah, when you're taking the Wonderlic test, and you just, throw Doug and I out, if you put the Wonderlic test in front of Jeff, mm-hmm. without knowing Jeff at all, but just a regular, just pick somebody out. A normal person without studying, is four just incredibly stupid?
I think it would be difficult. difficult to get that. It starts out like you can see sample Wonderlics online that they kind of give, but some of the questions, it starts out that the questions are very easy, and then when you get to the end, they kind of start, you have to be a little more tedious. You got to do a lot of, kind of math work to try to figure out some of them. But some of the first ones are like
1, 3, 9. What's the next number? Well, 3 times 1 is 3. 3 times 3 is 9. What the hell's 3 times 9? It's 27.
There's some that are like, what's the month after February? That easy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so just kind of think that, when you hear some of those low scores, you're just, a little dumbfounded.
And now I hope I didn't spill the beans. You told me mid-30s what you got without finishing the test. Is that?
Yeah, I got a 36 on it, and that was, the hardest part that you come to find out is that it's 50 questions that you got to do within 12 minutes, and you got to write down all the answers. There's no multiple choice, and you got to compute all the answers there on your little scratch paper that they give you. So that was my hardest part, was I wasn't even able to make it past question 40, I don't think.
Noah Keller's with us here in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show, hoping to be hearing his name called this weekend. You mentioned the Patriots. Is there a connection there? Is it an Ohio connection, or was somebody just truly interested from the Patriots in you?
They did. They've drafted a wide receiver from our school a couple years ago. He's no longer with the team, though. So I think, they've been around the school before. Jason Light is the director of pro personnel, and he was one that helped work me out. And he's had, a good relationship with our coaches. He actually played for 2 years at Nebraska and then finished up his career at Nebraska Wesleyan.
Do they tell you when you do well? Do they say that went well? We don't like that. Do they tell you things like that, or do they just let you go and make their notes and go about their business?
Yeah, they're pretty blunt. If they like what they see during that, and what they want you to do different, or try to do different, and so they're pretty blunt about that. But then after they're done, they kind of keep everything like close to their chest. They really don't want to tell you too much information about what they think they're going to do, because then they think that you can use that as information to leverage other teams.
What has Noah Keller been doing the last couple of months besides the personal workout day? Crick's been down there getting money from Gatorade. Jones has been doing what he does. Caputo was doing what he does. What about you?
I've actually got since I came back, I actually picked up a 9-to-5. It's actually been keeping me pretty busy. I have to babysit my parents' dog and make sure nobody breaks into the house.
So someone's got to do it. Pays well, so why not?
Yeah, it pays very well. Gets me, three hots and a place to sleep. So I'll take it.
And what kind of deal did we sign, Daddy? He just has to wear the T-shirt when he gets drafted, and that's about all. Free T-shirt, and that's about all he gets. Is that all you offer?
Two drinks that night, and then we got to shut him off. But he gets two drinks, and then he's got to go to work. But
well, he is from the number one party school in the country, so, the University of Ohio.
Now, it's weird with the draft, because you can hear all these things. I pulled out Pro Football Weekly, had you 22nd or whatever, 29, whatever you were. You've saw plays as high as 11th or 12th on the inside linebackers. The thing people forget is, you can say fourth, fifth, you can say seventh round. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If one team's particularly interested and thinks that they like what they saw out of you, you can jump up to wherever. I mean, Crick's not totally removed from being late first round, early second round if somebody really particularly likes Jared mm-hmm. Crick.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, it's kind of the nature of the beast. I mean, you don't have to have all the teams like you. There is some very smart guys out there that are the draft experts, and that's their job is to rank these guys and kind of predict where they will go. Except, as everyone knows, it's just as hard to pick the first round as it is every other round. I mean, you never hardly ever hear people getting it all right. And so I think when it comes down to it, you don't have to have all the teams like you, just have to have one team like you. And so that's what I'm hoping for, is I can find a team that wants me to play for them, that thinks I'll be a good fit in their system, and that I can kind of show my skill set.
Okay, if it happens to go, if we hear round six and the time's clicking, it gets to round seven, you want to be a free agent or you want to be drafted?
I've heard people say, there's kind of benefits both ways. I mean, everyone always wants to, hear their name called, and, it's kind of, a cool thing to be able to say you got drafted. But then they also say, when you go free agency, the money's not really different, and you also have a choice of being able where you want to go. But I kind of see it as, even if I do end up getting drafted real late, that, I don't think a team would just draft me to draft me. They'd draft me because they think I have a, chance at playing for them. So
that would be fun if you hear your name called. I will tackle RJ, Dad. Because,
are you going to be at home? Guys go out on the golf course, fish, get away, get out of town. What's your plan?
Well, I'll just be hanging out with some family, taking it easy.
Family and?
And Tony will be there, too.
Well, okay. Extended brother.
Yes.
Brother from another mother. Noah Keller with us here for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you have an idea of which teams need your services, need linebackers, need are there four or five that you think might have a better chance of picking you than somebody else?
I'd have to say, if I'd give a top five that I think are most interested, I'd have to say that it would be the Patriots, Jets, Bears, Cardinals, and probably 49ers, I'd say.
I could see Noah Keller wearing a big C on the side of his head, back staying in the Midwest with the Bears.
That'd be a bad deal.
I'm not even going to ask you the preference, because we know that everybody's been told now, don't say, because then your agent or the team will think it'll be easier to sign you or something like that. Yeah. Nobody ever says what their preference was, but your favorite team growing up was who?
When I was growing up, how it is around Nebraska, there's no pro teams. And so first jersey I ever had was a Steve Young jersey. And so I grew up kind of being a 49ers fan. But it's been definitely, ever since the early 2000s, it's been kind of hard to be a 49ers fan until this last year when they actually started winning some games.
It's like being a Royals fan.
when you go to Ohio, Do you become a Browns Bengals guy? Not really.
I'd say I like the Bengals a little more than the Browns. I'd say I've got, you know, majority of my friends are all Bengals fans, and so I'd have to take them over.
And Kyle Larson was still playing when you went.
Yeah.
And you told me off air his agent is your agent. How about the whole business part of this thing?
I mean, yeah, that's the crazy part is, you know, it does come down to a business, and that's kind of why I hire the agent to kind of be my liaison between that. So I just have to worry about playing football, and I'll let him worry about the, you know, the financial end of it.
Does how often do you talk to the agent right now leading up?
You know, usually about every day. You know, we'll text back and forth, and then when he needs to, he'll give me a call and just kind of keep me updated on stuff that he's been hearing or teams he's talked to. And, you know, it's definitely been, you know, a lot of talk these past couple weeks because the interest has really picked up these past couple weeks, which is definitely what you want to hear because you'd rather have the interest pick up the last 2 weeks rather than 2 months before the draft. So.
Some of Tony's friends, and Noah Keller's with us for a last minute here, and I'll reference him as Tony's friends, you know, They look down if you're not a Class A-er, which you are, or a BCS-er, which you're not. Mm-hmm. Is there any negativity despite how good you were playing at Ohio?
I definitely played some good football at Ohio University and played
great football.
Yeah.
It was great football.
Yeah, I played against BCS teams, and I have some of my best games. And I think as a team, you know, we're getting a lot, you know, tremendously better as a program. And so it's just kind of, you know, you see every year, you see great players come out of non-BCS programs. And so I'm just hoping to be another one of those examples.
No, when you look back, anybody talk a lot of trash? Did you go, what is wrong with him?
The one team, you know, that we hate is Miami University, Miami of Ohio. You know, even going all the way back to the Big Ben days. We used to just obviously hate each other, and they had a tight end, and now he plays for Green Bay. His last name's Crabtree, and he would run his mouth more than anyone all game, and we'd beat him every year. You know, I've never lost to Miami. I think we've beat him the past like 6 or 7 years, and he would just never shut up, even if you know they could be down 30 points, and he'd still be out there jawing at you.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun when you play somebody. You get a conference, a little rival that really wasn't a rival because the other team's got to beat you sometimes for them to be a rival. But they're still bad blood. But no, we appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck. We hope you hear your name called in the fourth or fifth round. If not, wherever you go, you know you've got fans here in town that support you, and people have followed your career at Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I like Doug's pick there that he had.
Which was
Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, first round.
Oh, yeah.
32, yeah.
That would be insane. And I said New England.
Hey.
They would have the 31st pick because they didn't win the Super Bowl. Noah Keller with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, before we go into our final break here, the weather doesn't look very good Saturday. It's going to be windy today, okay tomorrow. Friday, pretty cool and rainy. And Saturday, maybe 50 and rain. So the folks at Golf USA have rescheduled their demo day at Metal Arc Hills. Instead of this Saturday, they moved it to Saturday, May the 12th. All the same great folks will be on hand, all the professionals, all the top names from Callaway, TaylorMade, Titleist, Adams, Ping, Nike, and all of the top names. They're just simply moving it from this Saturday. It'll be the demo day by Golf USA, Saturday, May 12th, still from 11 to 3 at Metal Arc Hills. And don't forget to log on for our poll question today. Are all the first-round upsets good or bad for the NHL playoffs? Daddy? We got 3 Game 7s. You love it, huh?
Good.
I say it's bad. Remember that, would you, Jeff? Because when this happens in baseball and football and the NCAA, I know it's going to go the other way. But, Daddy, that's fine.
And I didn't like when Butler was playing in the Final Four.
Yeah,
I didn't like that, and I don't like, you know, it's a little bit different because I like some chaos when it comes down to the end.
I've got to let that go.
Like anarchy. I like some anarchy when the playoffs start. I don't follow NHL till now, and so when I see great games and upsets, everybody cheers for the underdog down the stretch.
Oh, and Mrs. Davis says she still loves you despite that. Kevin Durant got 50% of our votes yesterday on our ESPN poll for our Rewards Fan Club, Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. Kevin Durant, 50% say he should be the MVP this season, 23% for LeBron James. We'll take a break. As we go to break, let's give away a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger game coming up on Friday night. Noah Keller just told us he worked out for one NFL team. Which one was it? First caller to get that right at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Which team did Noah personally work out for? Give us a buzz. We'll give you a pair of tickets to Friday's Danger Game.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool. The other won to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you catch Royals baseball on the Breeze 94.5, we've got more than just baseball games. We have games within the game, like Bullseye's Dinger Dinner.
Swing it, a long one in the right. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up.
The first home run hit by a Royal in any of the broadcasts will win you a dinner at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Here's all you have to do to win. Listen for the first dinger of the game and be the first emailer to Royals945 at KLIQFM.com to tell us the inning and the player who homered. Bullseye's Dinger Dinner. Simple. And another reason to catch the Royals on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop through the day today with a high in the upper 80s. Winds out of the north develop at about 5 to 15. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm late with a low at 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Daddy's show, Nebraska Danger tickets are out the door, Jeffrey. Who's going to go watch the Danger and the Raptors on Friday night at the Heartland Events Center?
Good friend Pat Clark from Clay Center.
All right, Pat.
Good boy, Pat.
He knew that it was the New England Patriots, the first team, the team that personally wanted an extra workout from Noah Keller. I give everybody thumbs up for their optimism because you just don't know. Well, once you get past that third round, it's a total crapshoot. There are guys, you'll see some poor guy whose name will stay on Mel Kiper's 10 best available from Wednesday or from Friday night in the third round until about the sixth round on Saturday, where somebody goes, I don't know who we need. Who's Mel got? Take that guy.
You know what I think after pick 10? I think until pick 10, you got a pretty good idea. After pick 10, when there's trades made and people are jumping around, then it's just everything is just up for grabs at that point.
By the way, Peter Yazvak is at work again today. He says the University of Nebraska Kearney would like to invite the general public to attend a public reception in honor of the Division II Wrestling Championship team and NCAA National Indoor Track Champion Alan Osborne tonight from 5:30 to 7 at the Nebraskan Student Union at the Market on 27th, located on the second floor of the Nebraska Student Union. So 5:30 to 7, the wrestling team and national champion individually will be Alan Osborne, and you can get a lunch there. They're going to have some good food served up as well this evening. It's a chance to come out, see the national champs, and you can contact UNK if you want more information, but it's from 5:30 to 7 today.
Doug, I'm picking places, and I love these negatives. I bring them up every now and then. Jarrell Worthy, the big guy from Michigan State up front. Okay, here's one of the negatives. Average processing speed can be late to find the ball. In parentheses, it says, and looked like he was thinking too much as he tripped over a bag in the combine drills. One of the negatives on Jarrell Worthy. Too often coasted and took plays off. Motor idles. Not play with fire. Mild playing temperament. So we'll follow the draft. We look forward to following the draft. Should be interesting. A lot of draft talk on the national scene the rest of the afternoon and into tomorrow. And now they're putting their mock drafts and putting their top 10 players up. And we'll see which one of them is right. Don't forget to fill out your NFL draft pick'em contest. You can do it till about 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
We're going to be tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
It's Thursday. Sorry. You can see the form at ESPNSuperStation.com. Sign up at jerseys. You just have to get them back to us. Email them, mail them. Either way, this is the last day you can mail them because we do have to have them by tomorrow. All right, Meta World Peace. 7 games. A couple of the big boys on ESPN, Stephen A. Smith, Rick Bucher, thought that that was light. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought when he came out and apologized and makes it, you know what, he's fired up. It was in the moment. It's one of those things, oh, my gosh, when I see it, I think even he does have a conscience. He saw it and went, oh, boy, that looks bad. When he tweeted that, dropped it from 10 to 7, I think, and then apologizing, I think, since he's a repeat offender, I think it kept it at 7. That's what happened.
I don't think there will be any appealing of this. What do you think, Nebraska-Creighton baseball? We touched on it briefly at the top of the show. Nebraska gets Cal State Bakersfield. Creighton gets Illinois State. You talked about how Creighton didn't look good. Your thoughts about Nebraska? They pound out 13 hits, get 4 runs.
Nebraska's still struggling. You know, you're waiting for the big bust out inning. A game that could have been 12-0 or 12-1, it's 4-1. I still think Darren Erstad's probably sitting down there going, wow, the talent's not close to where we need it to be here, and we got to go to work recruiting and get some talent in there to infuse it into this team.
Hastings baseball lost to York last night, 9-1. They'll host Doan tomorrow. Hastings softball split with Doan yesterday. They're at Midland University tonight. And, Daddy, this just seems to be the way it goes. Every time a Nebraska team gets some national recognition, they either immediately lose or look horrid. And Grand Island is now the only undefeated Class A boys soccer team left in the state because Creighton Prep, who was number one in the Powerade Fab National Rankings, Fab 50, by ESPN.com, beaten by Omaha South last night, 3-2.
I don't even know how they can keep track of that. That's what's beyond bizarre. And, you know, we talked to Jake Salisbury about is this a Division II rankings? Is this? There's all these rankings out there. Who knows how they can keep track of that.
Time to head to lunch at the Chicken Coop. Yesterday I had the Chicken Tender Hoagie. Tonight it's Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Every Wednesday night for just $5, you can get any burger off the menu. The same burger you order on Sunday for lunch, you can get tonight for $5 and fries. Cheeseburgers, mushroom burger, bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger. And if you don't want that, it's full of great items from pizza to ribs to maybe a little steak. Peppercorn steak is so good. Maybe a little salad on a warm day like this. Stop in for happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Watch the golf, watch the baseball, and have a little fun with your friends. And don't forget the party room available for your get-togethers, whether it is going on for your graduations or a little family get-together at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney.
I'm looking at that Bills, picking at number 10. Who will our former producer, Derek? Who's he want for the Bills?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Jared Crick is our guest. Thank you to Daryl Morris and Jake Salisbury, UNK coaches, and Noah Keller for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.